This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Labor Day weekend often marks the final days of summer, and it's been another busy summer at Santa Cruz's Cowell Beach, despite the fact that it's been named one of the state's most contaminated beaches several years in a row. Finding the source of that contamination has been a challenge. For KAZU, Lindsey Graham-Jones reports.
On a warm and sunny morning at Santa Cruz's Cowell Beach, Rachel Kippen watches as volunteers scour the sand for trash.
How'd it go? A lot of stuff?
Kippen is the program manager for Save Our Shores, a local organization that hosts monthly beach cleanups in Santa Cruz. She checks the volunteers' bags, sorts out recyclables, and tallies each type of trash collected, including baby diapers, beer cans, and lots of tiny bits of styrofoam.
Cowell's is a city beach and really, really popular spot. A lot of people come in from over the hill and from other parts of California, essentially funnels them right here.
That popularity can explain all the trash found on this beach, but trash does not explain Cowell's biggest pollution problem. For the past 4 years, it's held the number 2 spot on Heal the Bay's annual beach bummer list, based on consistent, elevated levels of bacteria, including E. coli. The nonprofit monitors West Coast beaches and reports weekly conditions on its website. Reached by phone in Santa Monica, Heal the Bay's Amanda Griesbach says those weekly conditions are important because water quality is extremely variable.
So just because Cowell Beach didn't do well in our annual report doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't swim there. You should definitely check the most recent beach water quality grades on our beach report card.
That variability makes the city's search for a main source of contamination much more challenging. Sitting in a conference room at the Santa Cruz Public Works Department, Steve Wolfman has bacteria data spreadsheets out on the table. Wolfman is the city's wastewater and stormwater engineer. He says several potential contamination sources have been identified, but there's no smoking gun.
I mean, as soon as we find that there's a specific thing that we can correct, then we correct it. But finding these problems, it's just not easy.
Over the past 3 summers, rotting beach seaweed has been tested and ruled out as the source. Then there was the case of a residential bathroom draining into nearby Neary Lagoon. That was fixed. Stormwater drainage is another potential source. Annually, nearly half of the stormwater from the city's west side drains into Cowell's by way of Neary Lagoon. And in the summer, that water often lays dormant in pipes where bacteria can grow. Wolfman says the city is working to divert the water to the wastewater plant before it reaches the sea.
Finding these problems, it's just not easy. There is a lot of pipes in the ground in a city the size and the age of Santa Cruz, and being sure that they're all separated from the stormwater system is not easy, because it's both public and private sanitary sewer lines.
He says the city has also been looking at wildlife as a contributor to the contamination.
That's part of the issue at Cowell's Beach is a lot of birds, a lot of fish from Neary Lagoon, and just your general contamination that comes with the wildlife.
Wolfman thinks that overall bacteria levels from this summer will be lower than last summer. And he sees no need for beachgoers to panic.
I personally would swim there, and I would let my children swim there, yes.
Wolfman is hopeful that Cowell's will continue to show improvements by next summer. For KAZU News, I'm Lindsey Graham-Jones.